T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Tom Ackerman, and we say good morning to Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. The manager chat is sponsored by Suburban Leisure Center, home of the Big Red Chair, 14015 Olive in Chesterfield, and suburbanleisure.com. Ollie, good morning. It's an early game for the Cardinals and the Pirates. I can't remember a game ever being this early.
Good morning. Yes, this is definitely early for a big league game.
You're a coffee drinker like me. That's all right. We'll knock out a couple, right, and then get moving here.
No doubt on cup number 3 as we speak.
Nice. Very good. I drink it black and strong, so I just make sure you know, get the day going. You had a good day yesterday. The Cardinals win the game 5-4, and it's really just been a good weekend. I mean, how refreshing is it to have Nolan Gorman and Matthew Liberatore, boyhood friends, teammates, had a dream to be in the big leagues, and they get to share this together?
It's super special. Things like that don't happen often for these two guys to work as hard as they have up to this point to come up together and be able to be in a big league game at the same time is awesome. I know they've enjoyed it, and honestly, just sitting back and watching it, it's been a pretty cool weekend.
Absolutely. Liberatore yesterday went 4 2/3 for you. Gave up 4 runs on 7 hits. He walked 2. He struck out 3. And then your bullpen finished the job. How about Drew Verhagen? Wow. Comes in with 2 1/3 scoreless, Ollie. That was impressive.
Yeah, Verhagen has done a good job. He was lights out last night. He's got some swing and miss stuff. And that's the thing. When you think about Drew, having him as a long guy is actually – a little tough because he has enough for you to pitch more meaningful innings, more leverage innings. Got to get him on the plate a little bit more and get that walk rate down, especially if you're going to use him past the 7th. But this is a guy that can go in there and miss some bats with the best of them. So yesterday was a good example of that. He picked us up with 2 1/3. That was big.
He did. Andre Pallante delivers an inning as well. This young man has been solid for you, hasn't he?
He's been really, really good. He's got some for you. I mean, that ball moves quite a bit. He runs it up there, 96, at times 98. Good off speed with it. I mean, this is a kid that's come up, does not scare, and gosh, you just know what you're going to get out of him. He's been really good for us.
He has indeed, and the Cardinals get a big outing out of Ryan Helsley again. He finishes the job for you. He has an ERA of 0. What a performance again last night.
Yeah, Hells was Hells last night. Came in with some firepower, running it up there at triple digits, and closed the door. It was good to see him back out there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I wanted to ask you about May 19th, the Thursday game against the Mets. It was a day game. You lost the game 7-6 on the Pete Alonso home run off Giovanni Gallegos. But in that game, Ollie, Ryan Helsley came in and looked overpowering again. He looked great. He only threw 13 pitches. You ended up making the move to Gallegos in the 10th. Why did you do that, and why not stay with Helsley?
Yeah, there's certain days that, and that's a great question, Tom. There's certain days that we're able to stay with Helsley and get 2 out of him. And then there's certain days that we just can't. Going into that game, we sat down and he was a one inning guy, and we were only going to be able to use him for 3 outs. So would I have loved to throw him back out there against Alonso and have him overpower him? Absolutely. But that day wasn't possible. If you look at Helsley, this is a guy, he's a special arm. And we're going to have to figure out a way to protect him and use him in a way where we keep him for 162 plus the playoffs. And he's not going to be able to go back to back and throw two innings and follow it up with one inning and get multiple innings all the time like we would use a Diego Cabrera or a Whitgren. This is a guy that just the way his body moves, I mean, he's throwing triple digits. It's a lot of wear and tear. So protecting that is going to be key. So specific to that day, would I've loved him out there? Absolutely. But he was a three out guy that day and couldn't go back out. So unfortunately we gave that one up, but we got to be able to trust some other guys in the back end to get out as well.
And Gio has been in that role for you for a while. Is this something that we can expect to see? Is that basically what you're saying, is that Helsley, you will protect him through the year? And is he not the only one that you would do that?
No, we're going to have to protect Pallante too. This is a guy that's used to being a starter. And when you talk about a cabby who you can throw out there for four outs, he can finish the seventh, get to the eighth, and the next day he's ready to give you three more outs. Certain guys just can't do that. And if we're wanting to see them over the long haul, then we're going to have to be really mindful about how we use them. So other guys are just going to have to step up. The Verhagens of the world is going to have to step up. Whitgren's going to have to go out and get some outs. McFarland's going to have to be able to get his lane of lefties out and occasional righties. And honestly, at the end of the day, you can't go to the same three and expect them to hold up all year.
Going back to Nolan Gorman, you sat him yesterday, and he comes through and gets the extra base hit, the first of his career. We're going to have a lot of firsts out of Nolan. But that was basically because it was against a lefty, right, Quintana?
Yeah, if you look at our next stretch of eight or nine games, we'll most likely see all righties. So it was a good opportunity to get Sosa in there and give Gorman a day, knowing that he can come off the bench and hit for Albert or hit for take a big at bat when needed. We had a lot of moves take place yesterday with some injuries. So he got back in there early on in that game, faced a righty, nice double down the line. His swing looks really, really good. I know he's been working hard at just making more contact, but not at the expense of power. And yesterday we saw some pretty good swings out of him.
And as for that position, it looks like that's his. He's one of them who's going to play second base, but he's going to play it a lot, which means Tommy Edman will play shortstop. But as I've said on the air, I'd trust Tommy Edman to do anything. Pitch, broadcast on KMOX, do my taxes. I mean, this guy can do it all.
No doubt about it. He can do all of the above that you just mentioned. And I was sitting here yesterday with Kamish talking about this guy. You can tell to go to center field, and he wouldn't bat an eye. And sure enough, we needed him to do that. Came up to him. I said, hey, I need you to go to center. He said, go grab me a glove. Mm-hmm. Didn't think twice about it. He's good at the game, and he can play a lot of positions and do it well. He's prepared. The versatility in someone like him is special.
I'm sure Kamish loved that because he was singing Tommy Edman's praises a long time ago. Kamish was a big, big Tommy Edman fan early on. You also have, I don't know that it's being said enough how good this guy is, and I know you and I touched on it the last time we got together, but Paul Goldschmidt is on fire right now. I mean, just absolutely on fire, isn't he?
This guy's a joke. I mean, what he's doing at the plate right now is unbelievable. We've talked about a slow start, and then once he gets going, it's fun to watch. And right now it's fun to watch. Doesn't matter where you throw it, what you throw, he's able to put the barrel on it. He's hitting doubles backside. He's pulling homers. He's doing a really, really nice job, and the game just looks absolutely slow to him right now, which is awesome. But we're getting some really good production out of him, and hopefully this continues.
You'll be back home tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you. But in the meantime, one more game. Steven Matz makes the start for you, a 10:35 ball game against the Pirates. Looking forward to it. It should be a great way to finish the weekend. It's been a busy sports weekend around here for sure, and we look forward to seeing you back in St. Louis, Ollie.
No, definitely looking forward to it. Looking forward to Matz today. We'll have Miles throwing tomorrow against Toronto, but it should be a good day today, and then look forward to being back home for sure.
Thank you for doing this on KMOX. Have a great one.
All right, you too, Tom.
Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol will be back right after this on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.